had a chance to sit down with Timothy Ross recently. Rap recording artist, local rapper, Timothy Ross. Spoke to him about influences, rappers that influenced him. Talked a little bit about his latest single that will be released on Valentine's Day. Check it out. You can find it on Spotify or iTunes. The track is entitled Wave Shit. Or check out his website at mostawkward.ca. Here's some sound bites from the interview. I got Timothy Ross here. His new single coming out on February the 14th on Valentine's Day. You can catch it on Spotify or on iTunes on Apple. Timothy Ross, a.k.a. Jarrett Coyle. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm always fascinated with a few things associated with rappers. The first thing I'm always fascinated with is their rapper name. How did Timothy Ross come about?
So Timothy Ross, Timothy is my middle name and also my dad's name. And Ross is my grandmother's maiden name, and she's always likened me to that side of the family. She always says that they're stubborn, hard-headed with things that they're arguing about and things that they're passionate about. And so I just kind of thought it would be a nice homage to my family by putting the two together.
So Timothy Ross is almost more you than Jarrett Coyle in a sense.
Yeah, you could say that. Make sure that if I'm doing shows, I'm getting in the proper rehearsal time so that the people come out and see me as an artist, not someone that's half prepared and forgetting lyrics throughout the show.
Speaking of rehearsal, talk us through your rehearsal process. You know, like recently with Kobe Bryant passing, I think the thing that stood out for me the most was reflecting upon the Black Mamba mentality. And really that was emphasis on like putting in the work, right? I think people often don't realize the amount of work it requires, you know, in terms of rehearsal as a musician. That talk about your rehearsal process.
Yeah. Well, I think like if we're talking about, you know, me writing new songs and getting new stuff out, I think it's important to, as an artist, you know, have the time and take the time, even when you think that you don't have time, to write as much as possible. So I, for example, I have to be up for my 6 a.m. shifts up north. I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, and I take a bus to camp. So on the bus, I try to make it a habit to, you know, sit, you know, focus. You know, it'd be easier to listen to songs that I like on the bus ride. It's a bit of a bus ride, like a bit of a long bus ride. But, you know, I think that it's better for me to listen to some instrumentals, you know, get the blood flowing, and then go to work afterwards, you know, get some writing in. And take as much time as possible, because these days, you know, I don't always have the most time. So, you know, get it when you can, right?
So how much do you rehearse before you record, for example?
I think it was Jay-Z that said the best way to memorize a verse is to say it out loud or at least 50 times. So I try to whenever I can, even when I'm out in the field, I'll just be kind of, you know, rapping my verses, just when I'm not around people.
So would you say it's fair to say that for you, rehearsing is really a state of mind?
Totally. Yeah. You know, just taking advantage of what time I have in between takes. I fell in love with hip hop because of Childish Gambino, because, you know, he's so intelligent. He had so many different references going on in one track. It really was inspiring to hear someone just that is so smart be able to rap the way he does and to sing the way he does and to kind of put himself out there as like the nerdy Black guy, as he would call himself. And he didn't really fit in with the hip hop community at that point. And so I think that, you know, there's all sorts of reasons why people would say that they don't like hip hop, but I think that they're saying that because they haven't really given it a chance. Or, like, found what they like. When I have friends over that say they don't like beer, I usually have a few different kinds of beer, and I'll let them try a bunch of different kinds of beer. And eventually, you'll find one that they like, and I think it's the same. You know, you might not like mainstream hip-hop. You might not like pop music, but you might like the soft-spoken, lyrical music. But you also might not like that, but you might like the more danceable hip-hop. So, I don't know. I think that it's just people not really giving it a chance. There might be an institutional racism there. And, you know, a lot of stuff is kind of dictated by that. But I like to think that if someone gives any sort of music a chance that they don't like, any genre, there's always going to be a form of any genre that you'll end up liking. Like, I'm not a huge country fan, but I love Johnny Cash.
So one word to summarize the persona of Timothy Ross is?
Awkward.
Awkward. Ladies like that, I think. I think the ladies like awkward.
Yeah.
A call and you leave a message. We're lost in translation, or I've been here stressed and depressed. And you can hear the radio. Finally seen you days ago now. I know we got a ways to go, but I've been feeling great, you know, yeah. You can hear the radio. Finally seen you days ago now. I know we got a ways to go, but I've been feeling great, you know, yeah. I feel all this love, I don't take it lightly. Spent most of my years knowing nobody liked me. So when I feel lost, I just can't help but fighting. I try to contain it in most of my writing. I make mistakes, I know that it's true. If I ain't a family, don't know what I do. Without them, I'm nothing, I only know one thing. The people who raised me are so warm and loving. So I'ma do one thing, I gotta do something to show that I care. I know I'm imperfect and life isn't fair, but when I've been down, you've always been there. I know sometimes it seems like I'm unaware, so I wrote this song, it's the way that I share. So this is a prayer, God please help my family. I know it just seems like I'm drunk and I'm rambling, but you can hear the radio. Finally seen you days ago now. I know we got a ways to go, but I've been feeling great, you know, yeah. You can hear the radio. Finally seen you days ago now. I know we got a ways to go, but I've been feeling great, you know, yeah. You can hear the radio. I've been feeling way too old now.